And the NFL kicks off its weekend with a game tonight between the Dallas Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings. And the sound you're hearing is a cheer from all football fans because it should be a good game. The Cowboys are one of the top teams in the league this season, led by two outstanding rookies, quarterback Dak Prescott and running back Ezekiel Elliott. The team's on a 10-game winning streak after losing their season opener. The Vikings are 6-5, and they won't have their star running back Adrian Peterson tonight. He's out with a knee injury. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. So, Mike, why is everybody cheering? Why will it be interesting? Because it sounds lopsided.
Well, the records would indicate as such, but the Vikings are clawing for life and the Cowboys are ascendant. Why is it interesting? The answer is probably that second team I mentioned, the Cowboys. They're the most compelling team in football because their quarterback, we talked about this, Tony Romo got hurt and the rookie wasn't supposed to be good, but Prescott excelled. Then Romo comes back, cedes the position. So that's some human drama that everyone can relate to. But also the Cowboys are, I don't know if they're beloved, but people can't not watch them. Their game against the Steelers set a record for the most watched game this year. And then their Thursday, Thanksgiving Day game, the most watched regular season game in Fox football history. So people want to watch the Cowboys and against a pretty good Vikings team that could represent a defense. Look, Thursday Night Football has been in the doldrums this year. There's been some talk about even killing off the franchise. The NFL denies this. This is the first anticipated Thursday night game in a long time.
Well, maybe the NFL should do something like change its name to the Cowboys and other teams in the NFL because the ratings are so down. I mean, when you say that you have these record nights for just that one team, I mean, you talk about pulling the Thursday night games. Despite the Cowboys, how in trouble is the NFL because of the ratings?
Right, like the Cowboys and Friends, like Ringo Starr used to tour with the Ringos and Friends. It's so bad. The games have not been competitive. They make the teams wear these horrible, garish pajamas. But I really do think even if the Thursday games, and they haven't been close, even the matchups sometimes aren't compelling. And then when you say, oh, maybe these two teams will give us a good game, they never do. But I will say this. The worst thing about Thursday night football, and I don't mind it in general or as a principle, is it does diminish the specialness of, say, Monday night football. And there was a time when Rune Arledge of ABC invented Monday Night Football. It was Monday Night Football. And now it's like, Monday Night Football. You hear the difference? It's just, wait, is it Sunday night? Oh, that's the Monday Night Football instead of Monday Night Football. And the Monday night ratings are terribly off. Yeah. So yeah, you know, a lot of successful franchises like Starbucks overexpand and maybe they got to pull it back. But like I said, the NFL says they're not going to do that. They're committed to Thursday night.
Okay, real quick, baseball. The owners and the players union reached a tentative agreement last night. New collective bargaining agreement, 5-year deal, takes them through 2021. Did you ever think there was going to be a strike or a lockout?
I did not. The two reasons there is labor strife is because workers have nothing to lose or have a lot to gain, and neither was the case in this situation. And so it was just wise to have more labor peace and to make everyone reap the rewards of it. And the only thing I think that the layman will see is that All-Star game, the winner won't get to host the World Series. That's a relic that's gone now.
Okay. We'll live. Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks as always.
You're welcome.